Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 69 of the English with Kirsty podcast, and today it's another of my interviews and I'm talking to Joanna, who is also an English teacher, but she also speaks Greek, and that's why I chose her for this episode, because it's something specific to the Greek speakers here. So I get statistics. I don't know what people's native languages are, of course, but I can tell which countries people are listening in, and I know that we've got some listeners in Greece, so hello to you. And this really is something that I thought might be useful. It's talking about some language issues that are different between English and Greek, some of the things to watch out for. And I thought a good person to do that would be someone who speaks Greek as well. So I hope you enjoy my interview with Joanna. If you want to find out more about Joanna, you can go to the show notes page, which is englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode69. And there will be a link to Joanna's blog there. So I hope you enjoy the interview. Have a good week and have fun learning English. Hi, thank you for joining us on the podcast. It's great to have you here.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm looking forward to what you're going to share with us. As I mentioned before, this episode is specifically for the Greek listeners. So I don't actually speak Greek. Could you explain a bit about some of the differences between English and Greek, maybe grammar or vocabulary or sentence structure, that kind of thing?
Okay, I think there are differences. There are lots of differences. So, pronunciation. There are lots of sounds in English which we don't have in Greek, like sh or ch. These sounds don't exist in English, Greek. So, Greek learners have difficulty saying words that have the sounds in them, like church or shore or things like that. Grammar is different. Like in Greek, we have word order, but it's not as like, you know, subject, verb, object, you know, how we have it in English. So sometimes learners get confused. And the other thing, I think this has to do with all learners, is like when your Greek is advanced and your English isn't, sometimes it's really, really, really difficult to use the L2 because your L1 is so advanced. So that's another problem some of my students have. And I want to just say something before we go on. I don't know like all the problems like Greek learners might have. I'm just going to talk about my own experience with Greek learners. Like, it's not based on research or things like that. It's what I've experienced as a teacher of Greek students. Grammar, differences in tenses and how we use the tenses. We have differences in prepositions, and sometimes Greek students use prepositions where they don't have to, or they don't use a preposition where they need to use a preposition. Articles, like lots of grammar. Vocabulary, I think as in terms of vocabulary, maybe like countable and uncountable nouns, like using them in sentences. So it's not really vocabulary, it's more grammar again. Mm. And what else? Lots of words come from Greek. Of English words come from Greek. So when that happens, we have problems with pronunciation because they say them the Greek way and not the English way.
Okay, so on one hand it's a good thing because they know what it means.
Yeah.
They recognize it. But have you got an example?
Yeah, xenophobia. I was talking about this. We say xenophobia and it's spelt with an X in English, but you say xeno, sir.
Yeah. I don't know why that is. You think if you borrow a word, we'd keep the pronunciation, but we don't.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah.
And how is it with the tenses? Are there as many tenses in Greek?
Yeah. We have all the tenses.
That's the same. So then with some of my other learners, they find it a strange concept if they don't have that in their language, then like, why do we suddenly have all these tenses? But yeah, if it's the same in Greek, then that's not a problem there.
We have the same tenses, but sometimes we don't use them for the same reasons, but yeah. Like.
Sorry, carry on.
It's not like, I can't think of something at the moment, but like when you have a sentence with a time word, I found a good example. So in English, when you have the word when, you don't use will after it normally. Like, you say, I will call you when I finish. Yeah. In Greek, you can say, I will call you when I will finish.
Okay, because it's in the future.
Okay, so, yeah. So, those kinds of things.
Okay. Yeah, cool. So, you mentioned, like, the ch and the sh sound. If somebody is having difficulty pronouncing that, how would you try to help them? Have you got any tips for people that find that difficult?
I teach phonology, like showing them where my, not showing them, but explaining where the tongue is and how to open your mouth and where, like, where the air goes and things like that. So we do a lot of practice. So that's how I'm a more hands-on approach towards sounds. Hands-on, okay. Not really, but anyway, you get what I'm talking about.
So practicing speaking, listening, reading.
Yeah, look at my mouth. Put your tongue on your, teeth and say it and push the air outwards or something like that. Yeah, and just practice.
Yeah, definitely. Learning by doing, because that's how you remember things.
Yeah. And something I tried with my Chinese students, and I haven't done this with my Greek students yet, is, and I wrote about this, I used the Google Doc microphone. And I told them, I want you to say words. I wrote a few words that they were having difficulty with. And I said, okay, I want you to say these words and see if, the Google microphone picks them up. And they said, oh, no, they don't get picked up correctly. So, to raise awareness, I think this is something I'm going to do with my learners as well.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I'm happy to use that.
It's not my idea. Someone else told me. I'm just sharing the info.
Okay. Yeah, that would work for anyone of any native language.
Yeah.
Finally, I just have the last question here, and it's, can you think of a couple of mistakes that Greek speakers make because they're thinking in their native language, and how we can avoid making those mistakes? If you're aware of them, you can avoid making them. So, like a couple of things that you often see.
Okay. Number one mistake. You hear every Greek learner saying is, go for shopping, go for whatever. We use for because in Greek we use for when you say, like, I'll say it in Greek, pao ya psonia. So that ya is for, and that's why they use it all the time. Lots of preposition mistakes, like, and I think that's what most that's what most learners have difficulty with when they're learning a foreign language. In English, it's prepositions. Information, we say, lots of learners, informations.
Yeah, I get that with German learners.
Yeah, informations. We say, I am giving exams, because in Greek it's give, and not take or sit for a test or whatever. When we say for and since with the present perfect,
yeah,
we have problems with that.
Is that formal in Greek for both situations?
Okay,
well, thank you for coming on the podcast. It's been great talking to you. Thanks for sharing your ideas.
Thank you. I wish I had more ideas to share.
No, fine. If you ever think of any more, you can come on again.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for having me, Kirsty.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.